Have you ever wondered what secrets hide behind the pristine facades of luxury penthouses? In the shadowy corners where wealth meets desperation, a deadly game unfolds between those who have everything and those who clean up after them. Millie, a housekeeper with a dark past, finds herself in a nightmare that begins with a chilling premonition. Tonight, I will be murdered. As thunder crashes and power fails, she stumbles through darkness, realizing someone in this opulent home has already killed once and plans to make her the next victim. 3 months earlier, Millie's life unraveled when her wealthy employer Amber fired her after the woman's baby called her mama. Now desperate for work, Millie accepts a position with Douglas Garrick, a wealthy CEO whose wife Wendy is supposedly chronically ill and never leaves her room. The apartment barely needs cleaning, and something feels deeply wrong from day one. Why is the supposedly messy penthouse already immaculate? Who is the mysterious person watching her through a cracked door? And why did Douglas hire her when her ad never actually went live? Millie notices bloodstains on Wendy's nightgown, prompting Douglas to become tense and block her path. Later, she finds a bloody handprint in the bathroom with droplets leading to the guest bedroom. When Millie threatens to call police, Wendy reveals her bruised face and fresh blood on her nightgown. Though claiming she had a fall and bruises easily from blood thinners, Wendy's terrified eyes tell the truth. "You have no idea what you're dealing with here," Wendy warns. "If you know what's good for you, close this door and get out of here." Having witnessed domestic violence in foster care, Millie recognizes the telltale signs: isolation, fear, and injury excuses. When Wendy later reveals a broken wrist hidden beneath a designer scarf, Millie refuses to be a passive bystander. Late one night, Wendy reveals she's pregnant and desperate to escape before Douglas can harm their child. She plans to hide at her college roommate Fiona's organic farm near Potsdam. Their escape requires precision. Douglas has cameras throughout their home, monitors Wendy's phone, and controls their finances. They choose a Tuesday during Douglas's poker game, giving them a 5-hour window. Millie rents a car using her credit card, but Wendy's cash. While driving north, Millie spots a black Mazda following them and uses techniques from true crime podcasts to evade it. In Albany, they find a motel where Wendy can enter discreetly. Their goodbye is emotional. Wendy embraces Millie, whispering that she's saved 2 lives. Driving back, Millie feels triumphant about helping someone escape abuse, unaware her compassion will lead to violence. The triumph is short-lived. The next day, Wendy calls in panic. "I'm back. He brought me back." Millie rushes to find Wendy clutching her ribs with a fresh bruise. "He was waiting at Fiona's," Wendy whispers. "He knew." During a visit, Wendy shows Millie a gun hidden in Douglas's hollowed-out dictionary, calling it a way out. Despite Millie's objections, Wendy has adopted a dangerous him-or-me mindset. The crisis erupts when Millie hears Douglas choking Wendy. She grabs the hidden gun and finds him strangling Wendy against the wall. Even at gunpoint, Douglas won't release his grip. With Wendy nearly unconscious, Millie pulls the trigger, intending only to stop him, not kill. What disturbs Millie most isn't Douglas's collapse or the blood, but the unsettling smile that crosses Wendy's face as she stands over her dead husband. The next morning, Detective Ramirez arrives. At police headquarters, with Brock as counsel, Millie reveals her secret, a previous murder conviction from self-defense against an abusive boyfriend when she was 17. The damage is done. Brock, previously supportive, visibly recoils. Evidence against Millie accumulates precisely: a burner phone with romantic messages in Douglas's desk, Wendy's diamond bracelet in Millie's jewelry box, an expensive Valentino dress, her fingerprints on the murder weapon, and Wendy's claim that Douglas had confessed to the affair. When Brock asks if she killed Douglas, Millie only says, "It's not what you think," rather than denying it outright. This ambiguity causes Brock to abandon both her case and their relationship. That evening, watching the news, Millie's world shatters. As Wendy praises her kind, brilliant husband, Douglas Garrick's photo appears, a complete stranger to Millie. If this man is the real Douglas Garrick, whose death did she cause? The perspective shifts to Wendy, revealing her as the mastermind. In what she calls A Guide to Murdering Your Husband, Wendy admits marrying Douglas only for his money and beginning an affair with Russell Simmons. When Douglas discovered this and threatened divorce, which would leave her with just $10 million instead of his entire fortune, she plotted his murder. The shocking truth? Wendy orchestrated the entire scheme after discovering Millie helped abused women escape. With few photos of Douglas available, she convinced Millie that Russell was her abusive husband. She even provoked Russell into hitting her to create authentic abuse evidence, relishing the bloody nose and handprint on the sink. On the murder night, while Russell hid during a panic attack, Wendy shot Douglas herself after learning he planned to donate his fortune to charity. She coldly instructed Russell to leave so she could frame Millie. Her scheme unravels when Douglas's executor reveals he changed his will, leaving everything to charity. Detective Rodriguez discovers security footage proving Douglas hadn't been in the apartment while Millie worked there, contradicting Wendy's affair story. Crucially, footage showed Douglas arrived after Millie had left on the murder night. The finale occurs at a remote cabin where Wendy and Russell hide. After finding Russell dead with his throat slit, Wendy realizes an intruder is present. When the power fails, she desperately reaches for kitchen knives, slipping in blood tracked across the floor. The intruder is Russell's wife, Mary Beth, who forces Wendy to write a confession at knife point. She reveals she's poisoned Wendy with digoxin in the wine, causing a slow heart failure death. 3 months later, while helping Enzo move in, Millie encounters Brock, who mentions missing digoxin pills. After he leaves, Millie reveals she took Brock's medication and gave it to Mary Beth for revenge. Millie had discovered Wendy had used these same pills to kill Douglas, who required identical medication. Millie concludes that Wendy's fatal error was underestimating how dangerous she truly was. The housemaid with a criminal past, initially the perfect pawn, proved to be the mastermind who ensured justice beyond legal boundaries. The story exposes the power dynamics between homeowners and housekeepers. These workers enter intimate spaces, witnessing secrets while remaining largely invisible. They see the stains and cracks in perfect facades. Wendy's mistake was assuming Millie's social position made her disposable, never considering that someone cleaning houses might possess both keen observation skills and strategic thinking.